College basketball is in full swing this week. Defending national champion Duke is ranked number one, but many schools are in the running to emerge with the national title next April in Atlanta. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Duke lost the National Player of the Year in Shane Battier, but of course they've got plenty more talent there.
Well, they certainly do. They have four starters back, including Jason Williams, a junior guard, who people are already saying will be the National Player of the Year this year. They obviously have Mike Krzyzewski back, who's a pretty good coach. So they will certainly be one of the teams in the mix next March, along with your list of usual suspects.
You think they are in the Final Four?
Who knows who's in the Final Four, Bob? You and I go through this every year. Does Duke have the talent to be in the Final Four? Yes, but Maryland does, Illinois does, UCLA, Kentucky. There's a whole list of schools that will be contenders. And then there's a list of schools that we're not talking about here in November, some of whom will emerge to be teams we're talking about next March.
Well, people are talking about Louisville and Texas Tech, but not because they're going to be in Final Four.
Well, exactly. Two of the great legends of coaching have come back after brief sojourns away from the college game. Rick Pitino left Kentucky 4 years ago seeking more fame and more fortune in Boston, and found fortune but infamy, because he could not rebuild the Celtics, and he ended up resigning last February. And after this long, lengthy period of Rick deciding, where will I go, who will I coach, he ended up at your alma mater. Bob Knight, on the other hand, after being fired in Indiana, is now the king of Texas Tech. There have been stories in all the national publications about the kinder, gentler general, which I will believe when I see after he's lost a few games.
What unexpected team is worth watching this season?
Well, St. Joseph's has already lost a game very early, but I still think that they are a team that deserves a lot of attention. They've got four starters back, including one of the best backcourts in the country in Jameer Nelson and Marvin O'Connor.
Best player nobody knows anything about.
Well, after last Thursday night, a few more people may know about Chris Marcus, the Western Kentucky center, because he took his team into Rupp Arena and beat your good friends at the University of Kentucky. He's a 6'10 center who didn't play basketball, Bob, till he was a senior in high school. He never touched a basketball. Now he is a junior, and people are saying that if he comes out after this year, he might be the first player chosen in the draft.
The best story almost no one knows about.
How about Chris Ford, who has coached three NBA teams, the storied Celtics, the less-than-storied Clippers, and the Milwaukee Bucks, now coaching at Division III Brandeis. No scholarships. They'll play in front of crowds of maybe 100 people on a good night, and yet Ford wants to be back in coaching, and he says this is the purest form of coaching. It's completely the opposite of the NBA, and I, for one, will make the trek up north to go see his team play.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Honor and Glory in Division I College Basketball.